Now, usually on the Saturday, we give you a little insight into the literary world of one of the continent's up-and-coming writers. And the next man I'm going to introduce you to is one who knows more than a thing or two about this scholarly world. Because this morning, I'm joined by a man who's been prolific in his art. Manthia Diawara is Professor of Film and Literature at New York University in the United States. And he's the co-editor of Black Renaissance and Black Genius. He's also the author of the book In Search of Africa. Now, interestingly, he's not here with me in the studio, but joins me live from Ghana, where he's on a teaching sabbatical. Welcome to Network Africa, Professor Diawara. Now, before we get to chatting about your new book, We Won't Budge, permit us this reading of your memoirs. We've already recorded a little taster to give listeners a flavour of the book.
I asked Baraji why he thought I had been stopped so many times. I had been in Paris for only 2 months. I was not a drug dealer or a bank robber, and all my papers were in order. Baraji said that maybe because I was dressed in expensive clothes compared with other Africans, they found me suspicious. I asked Baraji if he knew of a lawyer whom I could hire to sue the police for violating my civil rights. I was spending a lot of money to live in Paris for my sabbatical year, and I was not about to let the French police spoil it for me. How could black people live in such a blatant violation of their right to move freely in Paris and not pose a challenge to the police? Baraji said that I was clearly operating with a different reality from the one that prevailed in France for African immigrants. I spoke with other Africans and my French colleagues about my ordeal with the police. They all agreed that the police in Paris were out of control and that I was surely a victim of racism. As I listened to them, it became clear I was going to write to protest against racism in Paris, to expose the CRS, Companies for Republican Security, and the silence of the Parisians about the brutality against African immigrants. When Africans traveled to France to find work, they would find only shame and humiliation at the hands of the French police. Every day they ran into arrests. Every day there were plane loads of Africans being sent back home.
A reading from We Won't Budge, written by our guest this morning on Network Africa, Manthia Diawara, who is with us from Accra in Ghana. So would it be fair to say your book is a commentary on the racism faced by Africans, you know, who've left the continent for Europe or the States?
Yes, the book is really a way of looking at racism both in Europe and in the United States. I grew up in Mali admiring European culture, the Rolling Stones, the Beatles, Led Zeppelins, and I was dreaming of going to Europe. I went to France, and without knowing it, I was driven out of France, and I went to the United States, went to school there, and suddenly find myself as a black man. In Mali, I was a Soninke, or a Bambara, or a Fulani. But suddenly race came into play in the United States. I was a black man like every other black man, and therefore in danger. So I'm trying to talk about this racism both in Europe and in the United States.
And you include some quite rather telling episodes that you experienced when in France, you know, with police stopping you just on spec and asking you to show your identity, show your passport. You said in one chapter that you were surprised that people weren't speaking out or didn't react to the treatment they were receiving. Were you not surprised then when the Paris riots broke out just last October?
I was not surprised at all. You know, in the book, I talk about being a visiting professor at the Collège de France. And Collège de France is the Oxford or Cambridge of France. It's basically the creme de la creme. But even the big professors at that university looked at me as some kind of affirmative action from the United States. They smiled with me. They were nice, but they really didn't think that I was a professor on equal footing with them. And in the city, Africans themselves have internalized this racism. Everywhere I went, the police stopped me. You have to realize I wrote this book in 2001. I did the research in 2000. So when the And I was saying in the book, looking at Crete, looking at Saint-Denis, looking at the different French suburbs, that they have a ghetto, and they will have the same problems that Americans had in Los Angeles, the Watts riots. They will have the same problems in Miami and so on.
Indeed. And even though, as you say, you did the research in 2001, the book is now, I have to say for listeners, just being published here in the UK, but had been published already in America. What was the reaction among whether American whites or people who represent the system to the things that you were saying about their society and about how Africans are discriminated against?
Well, you know, unfortunately, in the United States, many of the reviewers were happy that one could expose racism in France too. But they were basically reading the book as an indictment of French racism. They were not looking in the book the criticism of American racism. So, you know, that's really what I'm worried about. I'm worried about people thinking that it's just the other people's problem. For example, when I go to London, I don't want people to think that I'm just talking about France. I'm not talking about London.